Just on one final point, the MEPs will also be voting on plans to boost trust in the EU approval procedure for pesticides by making it more transparent and accountable. And of course, this is particularly relevant for the likes of farmers back home who are using glyphosate, which is used in weed killers. Tell me a little bit more about that process of making this more transparent.
There's been a very big debate over many months, perhaps the last year in particular, on the use of plant protection products, as they're called. And many farmers and growers use these products to control weeds, to prevent disease, and therefore, like glyphosate, these have a purpose and they are regulated. Some members of the Parliament are against plant protection products. Full stop. I take a more considered view because in many countries we need these products to protect our crops and to make sure that we have sufficient yields and that disease does not spread. Glyphosate is one of those hot political issues because there are there were court cases in the United States around Monsanto. But I'm asking and urging people not to politicise the issue of plant protection products because in a way, if we do that, it could deny our farmers and growers in Ireland and across Europe these very valuable tools which farmers use according to the rules that are there. Farmers are trained in how to use these. It's interesting that in France, for example, they are banning the use of products by gardeners, so domestic use is to be banned because people are not trained. Whereas in agriculture and horticulture, there is very, very strict rules around training. The farmers I talk to don't particularly want to use products because they are costly. They use them as an aid to production. And I hope that the outcome of our vote and our debate this week will see science coming to the fore here. And clearly where products have a negative impact on bees and on other biodiversity and wildlife, they have to be taken off the market. And we have to be mindful of that. But to suggest that all plant protection products are bad, I think is a very dangerous road to travel.
But what about the concerns that glyphosate causes cancer?
This is an issue where ARC at the World Health Organization has taken a view that it does, whereas EFSA, the European Food Safety Agency, takes a different view. So again, we have scientists that take different views, or perhaps the interpretation of science. My understanding of glyphosate is that it has been used for a long period of time and that used correctly, it has a purpose. I disagree with it being used willy-nilly. And I think we have to be mindful that these are products that have a purpose and should not be just used in a very blanket way. So yes, you have to take on board concerns around plant protection products. We have to make sure that they are regulated effectively and that there is a transparency and consumers need to have information, but also that growers need tools to grow crops. One of the difficulties is if you were to withdraw all of these products overnight, what would be the impact on our agriculture and horticulture sectors and on our food supply? And as farmers remind me, what about the products that are imported from third countries where we don't have the control, if you like, to say what they can or cannot use? So I think it's a bigger and broader debate that's needed on these issues. And I hope we'll have that debate and that we'll come to a considered conclusion.